As I drop in, I just invite you to do the same, to really allow yourself to absorb back everything that's going on in your world, just bringing it back into the center with you. Letting everything fall away. And your deep sense of self arising. Let the stillness sweep through you. And the invitation is to listen with all of your awareness, really opening all of your senses so that you can fully absorb the transmission today. Okay, we're heading out galactically. Welcome all. We are the Galactic Council and we gather very briefly to share with you a simple understanding. As many of you are aware and sensitive to the powerful force of transformation that is unfolding at this time, our greatest reminder to you and encouragement is to recognize the power of your very being. When you allow yourself to get lost in the smallness of the idea of yourself, you will become entangled in the negativity that is also present . There is much taking place, and the foundation of your love, the fuel of self-awareness, can be so greatly amplified at this time. Here is your opportunity. For those who are aware of an alternative experience of self other than the small concept of the image or the idea of being, those of you, and we know you have all experienced this in some way, those of you who have this awareness of the massive capacity that you have to move in the world as the being of life. The importance of this message today is for you to recognize that as you resonate with the most powerful and positive influence of this energy, you will find that you overcome, break through, even shatter, shall we say, some of the very old and limiting restrictions of mind, of belief, of behavior. So if you notice yourself doing much that seems to be futile, that is not generating the outcome that you are asking for or hoping for, this is the time to take stock. This is the time to choose what you wish to be part of and how you wish to be. For if you continue to, let's say, slog away at life in an old habitual way, you will find this frequency, the energy that is occurring right now and will for some time, difficult to hold, difficult to experience and navigate. Yet if you are able to bring your awareness, as you have been shown so many times, into your place of origin, your place of pure awareness, you will find you can tap into the positive power and influence of this energy, for this energy is here for the transformation of humanity, to support the direction in which, believe it or not, humanity is evolving towards. You are all on the cutting edge of this transformation. You all have an awareness that is beyond most. And so with that awareness, we invite you to be very discerning around where you place your attention. For the moment you head towards fearful states of presence, fearful states of being, you are lost in an entanglement of energy that is not necessary. It's easy to become part of it, but it's not necessary. And this is the most important thing to understand here, is that you don't have to. You have a choice. You always have a choice. So here are the options. As this, let's call it a blast of high potency frequency, is occurring at this time, you have the options available to you to get caught in what it stirs up and actively attentive to what it is stirring up. Or you can recognize that the stirring is for the purpose of letting go, growing beyond, blasting free from your life these old experiences and habits. So here is the method, shall we say, or the technique that is necessary to capitalize or maximize the power of this energy, is to recognize that you are it. It is not something happening to you. As a universal being, are you not part of the universe? Are you not an aspect of the totality of one? So when you recognize that you are part of the power of this energy, you will find it easy to allow yourself to flow into it, with it, or have it flow through you, essentially. Versus this idea that there is powerful energy out there that is influencing our world and my life. All of humanity is part of this. You cannot be separate from it. Only your awareness is separate. And when your awareness separates from the potency and the power of this energy, you gravitate back towards the small nitty-gritty aspects that are ready to be blown away with this power through you, not at you. Do you see the difference here? So when you have circumstances that are concerning you in your life, and you are attending to those with fear or negative energetic interaction, you are diminishing the opportunity to use this, shall we say, universal blower or vacuum to blow out the dust, to blow out the patterns, to blow out of your life the things that you no longer wish to maintain. So ask yourself, what has become tiresome? What has become somewhat burdensome that is not truly adding any value to the experience of your life? You might go through your cupboards and get rid of anything that is no longer of value to you. You may have a little nesting inspiration to go and clear out stuff physically in your world. And then you will be holding something that is dear to you or has some memory. Ask yourself, is this attachment clear, clean, beneficial, full of love? Or am I holding on to something that is reminding me of pain? Can I let go that object? Can I let go that pain? Can I let go that attachment? So it's time to clean house, dear ones. Literally, for you are wanting to have the capacity within you to have the power of this energy motivate, activate, participate as you, not that you are being done over by it. Can you see the distinction? So it is a matter of feeling it. Shall we? Please indicate if you are ready to experience the return to your own essence and have that amplified with the energy and the currencies that are floating through the atmosphere at this time. Yes, beautiful. Once again, if you find that the intensity is beyond you, you have the option to leave, but we truly invite you to plant your bottom in your chair and just let go of whatever it is that you are sensing you need to hold on to. So as you allow all thoughts to fall to the floor and let yourself be free, feel the sensation of your body beginning to open to the awareness of the life force that you are, using your breath to let yourself return to wholeness. There is nothing in the way. There is nothing to do. There is nothing to become. And as you allow this sensation of stillness within you to expand, any thought, any physical sense of irritation or block. Simply invite it in and absorb it into the totality of yourself. You are here on this planet to be integrated as the universal life force that you are in the human experience. And you have the power within you to, we'll say, heighten that experience. Expanding your sensitivity does not mean that you are vulnerable. It can, but you have a choice to allow the expanded sensitivity to amplify your power. So allow yourself to feel whatever you are feeling. You may wish to move as the pulse becomes present within you, as you begin to sense the potency of the energy that is available and flowing through you when you bring your awareness to it now. You may find that you are needing to cough up, release whatever is in the way. We have one here for this one, so please join us if you feel the need. Essentially, you are releasing anything that is stuck in your pipe, in your sense of core of the infinite flowing through you. Allow the momentum to build as you sense yourself expand with a greater capacity to have it flow. Now that we have cleared hers, releasing anything that is caught or feeling a little stuck or rusty, let yourself move, breathe, cough, whatever is necessary, yawn, to allow that to be released. And as your sense of the universal flowing through you strengthens, allow the energy of your sense of self to move beyond your physicality and to reach out and connect with the power and the potency of positive transformation that is occurring now. You are opening your vent, shall we say. But most importantly, sensing the connection as this energy that is not something that you are reaching out for, but you begin to feel the potency of this energy within yourself. So if you are not separate from the air you breathe, if you are not separate from your whole universal planetary system, if you are not separate from anything, and all the potency and positivity and the power to cleanse and clear your operating system is flowing through you, you are able to cleanse from the inside out. You are able to access the clarity of intelligence that this energy is, the inspiration through the activation of your awareness, presences itself in your sense of being. When you let go of the idea that you can't, you can. When you let go of the idea that you're not, you are. Begin to sense as if your whole field and form is aligning with the pulse, with the awareness of this energy. So as there is very potent energy here now, and you are part of this energy, let it have you. You may begin to feel the power in your hands. You may begin to feel it in your body, in your feet. So what if you are the expression of this powerful energy right now? Through your hands, through your body, through your feet where you walk, through your face, through your voice, how you express in the world. When you let this be pouring through you, and you recognize that you have this potency as you in everything that you're doing, you are not a victim of powerful energy. You are utilizing the energy as it's flowing through you, for you are not separate from it. When you feel gritty, tight, or have some pressure point, some negativity or some aspect of life that is putting pressure, your mind will automatically want to go to the issue at hand. Yet if you can bring your awareness back into your sense of universal and open and expand to the power of that energy flowing through the expression of what you are doing, you might find that you clean that cupboard far faster than you had anticipated or than you had tried to do before. So the fundamental understanding we are wanting you to be the embodiment of is the recognition that this power is moving through you, that you have this power. For as a universal being, you cannot be separate from it. You only think you can. So imagine you have been living your life, and all of a sudden, you receive an enormous resource that you were not expecting. You have a choice as to how to use that resource, how to use that fuel, how to use the experience of this energy moving through you. So let us play with this for a minute. Say you witness something that you are not happy about in your life or in the world. If you sense that you have the power to direct this energy to that which you are witnessing in a human experience, and you begin to play with that. So I see something happening over here, or I am part of something that I am not enjoying or in disagreement with. If I have the universal power of transformation flowing through my very being, and all I need to do is bring my awareness to it and be the embodiment of that expression, I can direct it towards the things that I am wanting to influence. So you become in service of this energy versus feeling like you may be a victim of it. So imagine that. Can you sense this energy in your hands, dear ones? Do you have an experience of it moving through your body? So as you feel it in your hands, think of anything that you may wish to influence at this moment and play with the experience of sending the power of this energy out towards, so through you and from you, out towards that which you are wanting to influence, that which you are wanting to support. There's a very big difference here between manipulation and supporting. So the purity of what you are wanting to do, consider the feeling of moving that energy, focusing that energy with your hands to begin with, if this is what you can feel. If you can't feel this, simply hold what it is that you are wanting to influence in your heart and let that amplify in the power of this force that is here now. Some will find it easier to sense the energy and others will not. The most important thing is simply to recognize that you are this powerful energy. And you have the free will to attend to it and to allow it to flow through you into areas that you are wanting to influence. Or not. There are few who have this understanding of how to use this energy, and the fundamental understanding of this is that it is not separate from you. It is an amplification of the unified field that you are an individuated aspect of, that flows through you constantly, not held, contained, owned, but a constant flow of this experience. So we say to you, dear ones, galactically, there is much going on, and in this very natural. Recognize that it's natural. The movements of your planets and the energies that they create is a natural unfolding that as a human being you are part of. But knowing that you are universal in your humanness gives you access to this energy. So as you know, it is constantly flowing through you. You then have the opportunity to consider how you are wanting to move this energy or move as it, how you are wanting to be in your life experience as this heightened potency. If this can be absorbed and understood, you will have moved to a heightened state of being as a human being. This is the increase in capacity, increase in your, let's say, conscious athleticism, so that you may be elite athletes in your ability to experience the flow of universal consciousness through you, the energy of life force, and consciously use the expression of that in small things, in big things, in everything. So it is very easy for the mind to think, I will use my consciousness for my purpose. But your purpose is to live as this powerful consciousness. So consider the experimentation of using it for everything. Becoming aware of the presence of yourself, how you look upon the world with this energy flowing through you. You see the world differently from this expanded state. You participate differently. And yes, that has been wonderful for yourselves, but now that you know that you are capable of allowing this to flow through you, this heightened energy to flow through you, because you're not separate from it. When you become, shall we say, in collaboration, in partnership, in flow with this energy, not thinking that you are this isolated thing apart from this energy, that is victimized by this energy, you cannot be a victim of your own powerful source of life. You can miss the opportunity to express it well. Most definitely, you can miss the opportunity to live it in its fullness and to feel fulfilled by that. Most definitely. We will hand over now to the One of the Light, dear ones, but we want you to simply understand there is nothing to fear. And as you are the embodiment of this powerful energy, you direct where it serves. Do you understand this? You do good with it or not. So you have incredible influence with your awareness and your ability to sense the flow of this energy. Those of you who are healers will find the amplification through your hands. Whatever it is that you are doing, allow it to flow into that. Recognize now as if your fuel of life is amplified, is more potent, is richer. This is how you take advantage of or maximize or utilize the energy that is occurring. Recognize that you are not separate from it. It is flowing through you, and you consciously decide how to pour pour it out into the world. And this is how you change your world. This is how you transform, for this energy flows through humanity. And for those who are aware of the great benefit that it offers, you can live so richly in this experience. Fear is a distraction. So if you are in fear, you are distracting yourself away from the highest potency that can offer you more, for you express it as more. So become very discerning, dear ones, as to how you use your energy. Don't waste it on things that are of little value, conversations that are of little value, activities that are of little value. Come back into the center of yourself and explore what has true value right now. Pour this potent energy into that. Blessings, dear one. I am the one of the light. They are not so scary, yes? This Galactic Council. Not as your filmmakers would make them out. They simply understand the power of energy and how it moves throughout the universe. What it influences. We hope that this day you have understood that you are the influence of this energy, this power, now. All it requires is your attentiveness and your willingness to allow it to flow through you. What if you become more powerful? Stronger, more competent, more available in everything that you do. So don't waste this energy on things that are insignificant. Watch what you do. Pay attention to where you have the habit of wasting energy and recognize that with the potency of this life force that you are and the influence of the transformative energies now, you have an opportunity to ramp up your experience of life, to do more of what is of true value to you and less of what is not. Can you allow yourself in this moment to simply fall back into the radiance of life? Feel it in whatever way you sense it within yourself. if you consider every single sparkle of light within you, has its purpose, has its intention of shining somewhere in the world, be it a small conversation, be it a big movement of change. Each sparkle of light that you are has an opportunity to influence the darkness, to transform the darkness into light, purely with its presence and potently with its focus. The prerequisite to the efficacy of this activity is presence, is being in the experience of your light, of your life force, as your awareness of self. We have shared this message with you in so many ways. It is the experience of it, the prioritizing of this over all else, the distractions, whatever they may be, sensational or fearful. If the distractions move you away from feeling the experience of yourself alive in life, you are only showing up as a limited capacity of what is possible, what is here, what is present. So the prerequisite is presence, is coming back to this experience of yourself again and again and again until you don't need to remind yourself, until you are so integrated in it that it is the way you are. And this is the opportunity that you have with this energy right now to advance your integration by allowing the power of this energy to literally blast through you and push out, dissolve, let go, release anything that no longer serves you. So it is not that you are polishing the edges of yourself, polishing the personality or the fixation or whatever language you might use. It is not polishing the exterior. It is amplifying the interior, which is essentially far beyond that which is within you. You are within it, but your awareness of it begins in the center of yourself. This is how you access your power, your resources. This is how you affect the world with positive change, by literally being the experience of this energy flowing through you. And to do that, you must let go of the idea that something is happening to you. Everything happens through you. Everything. For the idea of things happening to you solidifies the sense of separation. And the separation from self is the greatest wound you will ever bear. In your early years, when the human being that you are becomes aware of the world outside, becomes aware of its position in the world outside, in the family, and how to hold its position, this idea of separation solidifies. And then you have a lifetime of separations, be they from your parents, your lovers, your siblings, your jobs, constantly seen as separate from that which is naturally whole. When you return to this natural state of wholeness and allow yourself to be existing from this place, the flow of your existence is graceful, enjoyable. And as we say, this is how you can utilize the potency of this energy by allowing it to flow through you so easily. You are the instigator of your life. You are the instigator of everything that unfolds in your life. If this small group can recognize the power that you have in instigating your life through the essence of your universal into this expanded state that you are as a human being, the influence that just this small group has on the world is phenomenal. Then you amplify that by everyone you touch, and you see the ripple effect of change. When you know you are the power of this energy as a sovereign being with the choice to use it with great purpose. This is a game changer, dear ones. As you lose the sense of separation, return to your unified self, knowing that that is part of the potency of this energy now. Your challenge is that you will begin to feel more powerful than you've ever known yourself to be, and that will be contradicted by what your belief of yourself is. You are not thought to have been that powerful. When you begin to play with this energy and notice the small things that you accomplish with it, you will begin to recognize your power, but not from an egotistical look at me and see how strong and powerful I am. You simply notice the influence that you can have for good. The way in which you can support yourself and others, it is a very graceful potency. Why? Because it's not needy. It is not needing recognition. It is not needing amplification. It is not needing power over. It is not needing to conquer. Why would the potency of the universal flow of life need any of that? So when you look at what you think you need, this is a very good investigation for all of you right now. When you look at what you think you need, why do you think you might be separate from it? Who is separate from it? What is separate from it? You have separated yourself from this constant flow because you believe you're separate. What if you no longer believe you're separate from what you need? What if you begin to recognize and experience the connectivity with all of the things, all of the experiences, all of the people, this is this shift from feeling like you are being done over by some power or some energy or lacking something separate from it. This concept of separation creates your suffering. And it is too much of a leap for the mind to work out how to be one with all. Forget it. Leave that idea alone. Simply be one with yourself, and you have accomplished one with all. One with self. For this is the potency that flows as life. Much easier, yes, to be one with how you feel, to be one with yourself, versus trying to work out how on earth do you become one with everything that seems so separate. The minute you return and deeply immerse yourself in the experience of living as this, you simply notice how connected you are to all of the things that are relevant. Do you think it would be a good experience to literally, as an individuated human being, be connected to everything? How could you possibly cope? So you recognize that your connectivity is what you are, and it connects you to what is relevant, what you put your attention on, what you're focused through. We hope you are able to hear the difference here in how to exist. It is a different way of existing, experiencing yourself as unified, that it is all flowing through you, and you will always have the information you need, the contact that you need, the resources that you need as you tune in to the unification of it all. When you believe yourself as separate or a victim, you maintain the separation and you maintain the disconnection, not only from all that is universal, but most definitely from yourself, from the truth of what flows through you. So it is shattering these ideas of separation. Use the power of this energy to break through the idea of separation. Witness the world as you align with yourself. Notice what is connected. Notice what is present with you at this time. For that is the universal experience of connectivity with whatever is present in this time, space, moment, or reality that you're in. Learn to work as the system of life versus trying to work the systems outside of the being that you are. For those systems are ideas of others. Yet you always have the purity of what you need to know within you, flowing through you. So when you work as the system of consciousness, being the experience that you are, you can only be connected with what is relevant. Do you deeply understand what this means? Not only are you alive, but the life that you are is the flow of this power right now. How you use it influences how it shows up in the world. That is powerful. Let that sink in. Let that reconcile with yourself. Not having ever, maybe, perceived yourself in this way. And my question is, what do you need to let go of to allow that to be? What do you hang on to so tightly that does not serve that? As you consider this way of being in your own life experience, clear anything that feels like it might be in the way. Clean house, dear ones. Is there further clarification or understanding in the practical aspects of how to be the fullness of yourself here? We ask you, can you recognize the opportunity here when you realize that you are this powerful energy? Yes. Christina?
It's extremely powerful. And I sensed myself sometimes being scared of that, being scared of how powerful it is.
Yes.
And I like try to let it drop, but at that fear of like, wow, this could change everything. And that means like everything. And I felt myself being a little bit, okay, that's enough. You're feeling enough. You don't need to go all the way. You know, like it's good enough.
Yes.
So do you have any tips about how to address that?
Firstly, understanding where that originates from. So when you recognize that as an infant and you had the natural expression of self occurring, that may not have complied with or been easy for those around you to hold the gentle space for that to be. So you are trained to suppress, trained to not have the full experience of yourself. If you consider the emotions that you have as a human being, most parents or school teachers will not allow a child to have its full range of emotion and to fully experience whatever it is wanting to express, for that becomes uncomfortable for those around them. So this habit of containing, not allowing yourself the full energetic experience, keeps you in a state of knowing a proportion of yourself, but not truly knowing the fullness of yourself. So when you are in those moments of feeling that this energy or power is too much, if you can place yourself in a moment of, let's call it privacy. It is not necessarily something that you will find easy to do when you are with others, to fully allow the power through, for you are uncertain in your mind as to what this will be. To give your mind comfort, allowing yourself a moment of expansion to go a little bit further and a little bit further and a little bit further. So what is the worst thing that could happen? If you think about this experience of expanding into your universal being, the literal worst thing that could possibly happen in the physical mind's interpretation of this is that you could die, yes? But what do you think death is, if not the expansion beyond the physicality that you have into the once again completely unified field of self? So that is never going to disappear. It is simply how you hold the experience in your physicality. So the invitation is to experiment, to go a little bit further and a little bit further and a little bit further. So when you consider how far you've gone so far, Christina, in allowing this energy, what harm has it done you? The energy itself.
Oh, no, it's nothing. I mean, I feel like so youthful now. but no, I feel like my cells have been regenerated. But I think it's that dying part.
Yes.
But also recognizing actually it's the immortality.
Yes.
Because it's the same. I mean, like you said, I feel like it could... you could live forever, actually.
Yes. And this idea of dying is once again associated with the separated self, that this identity of myself may perish. And it will. That is the human experience. It will. But to know what you are, to know the full extent of that flowing power through you, before you get to that place, let me tell you, it will become so insignificant. You'll be that happy to put the body down when that time comes. So it is important to investigate why you hold yourself back. What is it that does not want to go that little bit further into that power? What aspect of yourself is going, no, that's enough. That's enough.
For me, just, I don't know if this might be helpful for others, but it's that feeling of rejection from others.
Mm. Yes.
It's too much for others.
So here we are right back to the very sense of early separation, where as a child, you are not allowed the full expression of yourself. So you learn to belong, you must fit into a smaller experience of yourself. Yet when you are in the purity of that power flowing through you, and will say the egoic identity of yourself has been burnt in the fire of that and not present, then the way in which you interact with others is perfect. Not manipulated or contorted or contracted, but perfect, even though it may seem to be too much for others. It may be the spark that they require to self-investigate. It is when you are in that, we'll call it the ugly stage of the egoic blending with the awakening, that there is this difficulty in having the pure presence. And it is somewhat tainted, and that can be quite frightening or overwhelming for others. Yet you will find that when one is operating from their place of purity, it never frightens another. So this need to belong is the inquiry. And whom, what group, what collective are you trying to belong to? This is an excellent question to ask yourself with the power of this energy, this time. Are you wanting to retain a place within the systems and structures of old humanity? Or are you wanting to move with those who are sensing the vibratory state of new humanity? But most importantly, it's do you want to belong here? Or truly, where else is there to belong? And exploring what that feels like. So we remind you to come back to this experience of absorbing, of bringing it all in, even the fear of allowing yourself to be that powerful. Can you absorb that thought, that feeling into the power itself? Watch what happens to your faces, dear ones. The minute you feel the absorption of yourself inward. The minute you allow yourself to return, as presence begins to take over, what do you sense behind your face? What gets represented to the world? We have never witnessed, never ever have we witnessed a human being reconnect with the powerful soul self, the universal being that they are, and not smile. It is impossible to return to that state of purity within you and not smile. The cheeky grin of knowing oneself. And the beauty of that. So we are inviting you to deeply explore the power of that energy. What if all of a sudden you get an extra 1,000 volts of energy moving through you? How might you wish to express this? Yes, it might seem overwhelming. It might seem too much. But when you let your body adjust to the frequency versus the body trying to hold the frequency, can you see the difference once again? When you let the body adjust to the frequency of that power, not trying to hold it in, you let the body evolve to the capacity, yes, of lightness. The challenge of being a human being encased in a physicality, encased in an identity, is that you think you know that as the totality of what you are. But it is all elastic. It is all expansive. It can completely transform. So as you allow yourself to feel the greater intensity of the power, know that your body has the capability to adjust, to adapt. And when you invite it to do so, when you give it the space to catch up, to let yourself feel that energy flowing through you, feeling the body align with the frequency of life that you are versus trying to hold it. You do not have to contain it. You are not a bank of energy trying to contain it. You are the flow of it. And as you allow this experience of flowing, once again, everything shifts. So if you are struggling in any way or containing yourself in any way, ask yourself, what am I holding myself back to? What am I tuning back to versus allowing my vibratory state to shift towards? This is a deeply, deeply personal experience. There will be no two identical experiences of this. For your own awareness of the self that you are and the universal flow is known to you uniquely. Your whole biology is unique. Your frequency is unique. When you let go of any idea of trying to hold it and simply let it shift, move, flow, expand, give yourself to it. You do understand that the greatest thing to let go of is yourself, yes? Is the idea of yourself, always, in however it shows up. So as you let go and feel the frequency align with the physicality, you begin to connect with the currencies, the resources that you are wanting to connect with, because you are not separate from it, you are part of it. So we invite you, dear ones, to do exactly that. Feel the power running through you and let yourself have more and more and more and more and more and more. When you grew up, you were told that you couldn't have something unless you were good, or whether it was available or not. All of these ideas are deeply ingrained in your psyche. Yet when you let the energy of this clean it out, those thoughts are not important anymore. If you don't let yourself have more, no one else can. And begin with more of yourself. Begin with more of the flow through you. Can you allow yourself more? And if you hear all of the stories or the reasons as to why not, then use this energy to investigate those. Is this true? Is it really true? Or am I closing the pipe down myself? also be vigilant how you spend your energy, how you spend your thoughts. For this is energy. What you are thinking is energetic. Where are you placing your thoughts? What is that doing for you? Does that open you to a greater expansive flow, or does that close you down? Notice, you know, we have spoken of expansion and contraction, expansion and contraction. We encourage you to presence and connect and expand and play. We expect to see some lightsabers coming out of your hands as you begin to work with this energy, dear ones.
Yeah.
Touch your own heart with it first.
Yeah.
Touch a plant. Touch a child. Touch a lover. Touch a friend. Touch the sun. That's a wonderful experience, to reach your energy out to touch the sun. Touch the water. Touch the air as the air touches you. Heighten your awareness of your connectivity and your sense of unification with everything. And use the amplification of this power to pulse through you. If you do not have a practice as yet in the day, we suggest that you find some energetic practice, some moment of simply paying attention to your energy, feeling yourself expand, inviting the power of this universal expansion to express through you. And then play the game. Play the game. We know we have shared these concepts with you before, but this is not about knowledge. This is about the known experience of yourself. Please do not just listen with your ears. Let yourself experiment with the totality of your being. Give yourself to yourself. For all of this is useless if it is not known as the experience of yourself. For centuries, it has been spoken about, written about. You can learn about this forever. But you don't need to. You can know it now. You are beautiful, powerful beings. In our last session, we spoke to you of the beauty that we see as you. We want you to know that we see the power as you. There is so much grace in this power. Do not fear it. You will do no harm. From your central place of purity. Whenever you have returned here, have you ever been able to even have a harmful thought from that place of centered self? They don't exist there. What you observe in the world is a crisis of consciousness. When people begin to advance into the awareness of this knowing within themselves and be that expression, your whole environment changes. And you can do this now. You don't need to wait for the rest of the transformation to catch up. You are the transformation, for you are the center of your universe. You cannot experience your universe without you, can you? Where else is it? Where else is your universe other than you being the very center of it? It is not known to you unless you're there. The invitation is to embrace this energy now, knowing in full awareness that it is you. Many blessings, dear ones. Be free, truly free, in the experience of yourself. So many delicious ways in which you can play with this power, this energy, this love. Imagine bright, powerful love pouring through your hands, your being, your eyes, your mouth, your heart, your belly, your creative center. All of the centers of your being can be amplified with the potency of now. And in that, you change your world. Love, love, love. I'm just having a really interesting experience here where instead of as coming out of the one of the light, instead of, you know, the habit of kind of coming back into the sensation of Sue, I'm being drawn into the sensation of this powerful flow of energy. Come with me, guys, as we come out of this session, just returning again to that sense of the energy being you. Beautiful.